This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, tomorrow from 4 to 8 p.m., we will be at Black Raven Brewery in Waterville to taste and debut our new limited-time beer, Ola Days. Now, Ola Days is a porter, and we're throwing a party, a porter party. So with that in mind, we floated the idea of a porter party, porter party, and wouldn't you know it, the fine folks at Honey Bucket, they decided to grace us with our very own porter party, porter potty. Now, while most people would argue that there's nothing glamorous about a porter potty, we disagree, and we're not alone. Earlier this year, professional golfer John Rahm, he earned kudos and gratitude from fellow golfers and caddies when he convinced the PGA to add 8 porta-potties to each tournament venue. That's right. John recognized that he and his counterparts, they can't control or predict when they'll have to poop or pee. So John lobbied the PGA to provide more porta-potties so the golfers, they can, you know, answer nature's call privately. And other porta-potty news. The City Council in Green Highlands, Canada, they're currently debating whether or not to fund all 13 of its municipal parks porta-potties for all 12 months of the year. Now, like anything, it's all about how and where to spend our limited budget, but know that the public wants the porta-potties to stay. And that's the thing, right? Nobody really wants to use a porta-potty, but man, when you need one, and there's one available, there is nothing better. Subsequently, if you really need one and you can't find one, well, it sucks, and a lot of times it's embarrassing, and that's what leads to today's question. We've all been in this scenario, and today we want to know, when could you have really used a porta-potty?
To be a part of the Big Show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send those emails to the Men's Room at KISW.com.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9. KISW.
Home and toes, away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4211. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. Exciting return of Ted versus the FCC. Oh man, once again today, Ted gets the day off.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
As Steve Miggs from the Daily Miggs Morning Show, he is teamed up with Danny V, the producer. They have their own fantasy team. They finished last again.
They should call their team a nightmare team.
This past weekend.
I'm also, at this rate, boys, I'm just not coming in on Fridays.
You retired.
You might not need to.
Ted versus
all right. Still the end of the football season. I'm just saying.
If they lose again, I'm not coming in next Friday.
Yeah. Return of Ted versus the FCC, Steve Miggs style, coming up at 4:35 on the program. And as you know, tomorrow is the big Ola Days Porter Party going on at Black Raven in Woodinville. We'll be there from 4 until 8. It is absolutely free. Stop by, try the brand new Ola Days Holiday Porter, available in limited release, only on draft, of course. Your first chance to try it will be tomorrow. So if you're in the Woodinville area, stop by and see us and try the new beer. Comes in at about 7.5%.
Yeah.
It is flavored with grandma's rum balls, chocolates, vanilla, orange peel, and holiday spices.
Yes.
And it's supposed to be one of the more smooth porters. So we're looking forward to trying it. That's the one thing that we've been talking about in the office amongst ourselves. Just can't wait to try the beer because we know everything Black Raven does is fantastic.
Yeah, it's that easy.
I mean, if you've ever had one of their Coco Jones, you know they already make a great porter. So this one is in addition to that, and it's for the holiday season. So stop by and hang out with us and drink a few beers. We will have a honey bucket for you to take photos, a porta potty out front. The Porter Party.
Just like you demanded.
That's right.
Just like you demanded the Porter Party Porta Potty.
And you can take pictures. Honest to God, Honey Bucket has a contest. You could win $1,000 or your own Porta Potty if you scan their QR code and you get a chance to win $1,000. So
I'm doing that tomorrow, man.
Absolutely. You can't take a picture inside. They want you to take a picture outside of the facility.
I don't know that we can win the money now.
Why?
Because that porta potty is at our event. It's kind of like we kind of work for Honey Bucket.
I know, but my thing was, look, if we won $1,000, I would just give it to the Fisher House, since that's what we're raising money for in the first place. So,
yeah, exactly.
But this is a special Honey Bucket, man. This is the porta potty porta potty. Not just your standard Honey Bucket. Mm-hmm. You ever name a Honey Bucket? You've been to festivals. You ever name one? Like, there's Greg. No, you haven't. This is the porta potty.
I have not.
I know you haven't.
I've had a lot of...
Had a lot of honey
a lot
bucket
of experiences.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This one's special, man.
Yeah. And today on the question, whether it is a honey bucket porta potty experience that you have had before, or maybe you just really needed one, this is your opportunity. Look, we've all slipped on one. As age goes on, we've got a bunch of those stories about people in just incredibly unfortunate circumstances. Now, one thing about the game of golf that I like to play on the weekends is the fact that there are very limited bathroom facilities. Now, most guys know it's not the hardest thing in the world to sneak into the woods, use the bathroom behind a tree,
sure,
not be visible, and do your business. However, if you're a female golfer, that is not as easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get to those bathrooms, you see the women there. They're getting there quick because they're not,
always a longer line.
They are few and they are far between.
Part of golf, I feel like, for dude, is peeing in the woods.
It's amazing that more people don't have just wet naps and bags in their golf bag just in case.
Do you have wet naps?
Just in case you need to clean
just
up.
Just in case, yeah.
I do not.
You don't?
I do not have any type of... That's what I'm saying. Like, you'd think...
But just the way you phrase that.
Thing.
Shocking. These people don't have them. Right. Do you have them?
No. Of course not.
No.
That's why it's shocking.
And knock on wood, I've never crapped myself on a golf course.
It's going to happen next week now.
You know, I never have. So
Also... I feel like with golf, too, if you really got to poop that bad, like, I'd just be like, hey, Miles, I'm taking the cart.
Yeah, well, I walk is the problem. So, you know,
You're screwed.
I am screwed. Our first story deals with John Rahm. John Rahm is a PGA golfer.
Mm-hmm.
He did move on to the LIV Tour.
Right.
But one of the last things he did before he left the PGA Tour was do a small little thing there for the golfers. I can tell you right now, my priorities are a lot lower than what a lot of people would think. As he talked about the FedEx St. Jude Championship back in August. If I could just request one thing, I know this is going to sound really stupid, but as simple as having freaking porta-potties on every hole. I know it sounds crazy.
No, it doesn't.
But I can't choose when I have to go to the bathroom. I've told the tour this many times. It's as simple as that. Now, keep in mind, depending on the tournament, depending on the speed of play, when you're playing golf, especially in that kind of setting where people are taking their time, the rounds can be between 4.5 to 5 hours.
But also, there's an audience.
Well, if not more.
Right. So unlike just normal day of golfing,
you can't go into the
2,000 people standing around you.
Right. Not only that, if you do run into the woods, if you're John Rahm, camera's going to follow you. Where's John Rahm going? Oh, it looks like nature called.
Yeah,
you know, right. Like that's you're going to be called out on television, even if you're like, where is he? He's not teeing off.
Yeah, if they can't find you.
John's dropping a load in the woods, guys.
You know? Right, exactly. And you have to fight through the crowd to get there.
You've seen Reggie White, the highlight of him running off the field, sprinting. Maybe you haven't. It's not probably not one of the bigger highlights in NFL football history, but it stuck in everyone's mind who saw it at the time because obviously, Reggie White was not having a medical issue. Not only that, Reggie White was a huge defensive tackle for the Green Bay Packers. This is a man who's 6 foot five, 6 foot six, and he weighs nearly 300 pounds.
He's a big dude.
He is sprinting
faster than you've ever seen him run
ever.
Any game.
And he's running right in the middle of the field, and he runs off the tunnel, through the tunnel, and he's gone. And like anybody else, this is your number one defensive player. The announcers said,
what happened to Reggie White?
Call 6'5", 3 bills.
Yeah, what happened to Reggie White?
I want to say it was a playoff game.
Was it playoffs?
Well, Reggie White had to use the bathroom. Fortunately, there was a facility.
Like poop by. Style.
I will tell you this. I would never have trusted myself to run off the field at that moment. I would do a very slow pinch walk. I would not do anything.
You'd make it obvious what your problem
is. I would not do anything to shake up what's already in the blender. You know, I think that's the worst idea.
You think anyone's just dropped a deuce in the blue medical tent now?
I don't know.
If you're like, look, man, I got to go. There's no way I'm making it to the locker room. Like, flip the tent up. Just beat me.
I can tell you once in, like, JV football, I had to poop during a practice in a porta potty. You're just wearing so much crap.
Right.
Right? Because the pants are tight, and you got the pads, then you got your girdle, then you got your jock on. Like, It felt like it took forever.
It's like, I just want to poop.
Right, so, and then coach is mad at you as you took forever. It's like, coach, I'm trying.
What do you want me to do?
Right.
So believe it or not, November of last year, the PGA Tour, they listened to John Rahm. And they shared a memo about enhancements up for this year's season. Most notably, player restrooms getting its own section in the directive. So this year, for the first time ever, all the tournament venues, they were required to have a total of 8 at the least, with 4 on the front 9 and another 4 on the back.
All right.
They say, you know what? Every porta potty out there should have a picture of John Rahm on the front of it.
That's one way to honor him.
Because that's his legacy. And it now is on the PGA Tour. Even though he doesn't play there anymore, players still respect him as a player.
Sure.
He's just not on that tour. He took the money. He has saved, quote, the life of many people and pants. JT Poston's caddy is an admirer of Rahm forever. And if someone needs to go to the Plantation Course bathroom in Hawaii for the first tournament of the year, which they did, they'll know who to thank. That's John Rahm. So he has that as an unusual legacy.
Shouldn't it be called Porta John Rahm's then?
Porta John Rahm.
Right? If you're going to honor the guys, like it's already built in, yeah, Porta John Rahm. That's a great legacy. Just the fact that these players are so happy about him getting this done.
Yeah. I mean, it's a big deal. It really is.
And, well, like you said, you know, 4 or 5 hours to play, you're surrounded by people, there are network cameras on you, and in your mind, like, I need to poop.
Okay, for an example, I play golf at Chambers Bay. It's a 5-hour round, if not more. There are 2 opportunities for you to use the bathroom on that course. The course can also be as much as an 8.5-mile walk, depending on where you hit that ball. So for 8.5 miles over 5 hours, you have 2 opportunities to use the bathroom.
Where at?
And that's it. On 1 and on 3 and then 15.
Wow.
So 3 and 15 are the same one. You just pass it.
Right.
Okay.
Where do you even pee? There's no trees in
there. There's
not
there. You do not.
And you just don't.
You don't. And that's part of the problem out there is if you get in one of those situations, I'll never get a hot dog.
Right.
I go to breakfast early in the morning, but I make sure to get something like a piece of French toast or nothing that's going to cause me anything.
Yeah, I mean, that's bad. Like, I'll take 3 eggs, 2 strips of bacon.
Right.
That's
because,
it.
Because
would you like coffee? No.
Yeah.
No.
Also, I would think, when I used to play golf, we used to have beers, but like, I wouldn't want to be ripping beers because you got to pee.
Not a Chambers, man. Like you said, just no trees anywhere.
There was, Castle talked me, God, I don't know why he does this to me. He talked me into running the North Cascade Half Marathon. Now, I believe that's what it's called. I can't remember. But anyway, we're basically up on the pass. Over the pass at Snoqualmie Ridge.
All right.
Now, most people do not know there used to be an old railway that went through underneath that pass. So, believe it or not, there's a tunnel. And that tunnel is about 1 mile and some long underneath a mountain at the top of Snoqualmie Pass.
Okay.
That is the first thing that you run through. You run through this wet, puddled, old railway tunnel. I mean, it's straight out of a horror movie. You see a little white dot at the end. You realize how long that thing is, man. It's impressive. I get to the end of that tunnel. I might backtrack a little bit. When Ryan and his wife came and picked me up, I said I did the smart thing this morning. I went to McDonald's, and I got myself a sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit,
and I got myself hash brown and a Diet Coke. That way I had something in me
right
before I started this process.
Those biscuits are greasy.
They are greasy.
They're not a McMuffin.
I learned that about a mile in. So when you get at the end of the tunnel, there is a bathroom on this trail. It is a it's a state park, and they have, you know, a very nice facility on the trail. That's it. I see the line, and it's all women waiting. And
I'm
thinking to myself, it's a mile. So I asked the person at the table. I said, hey, when's the next bathroom? And she said, it's in 3 miles. And I said, 3 miles. Okay, you know what?
I can do it.
I got it. So I get to mile 4. There's no bathroom. I'm like, all right, maybe it's another mile. I get to mile 5. There's no bathroom, but there is a water station. So I stop again, pound a little water, and say, hey, when's the next bathroom? Woman says, it's about a mile. I said, okay. Start running again. Now I'm at 6 mile. And I'm like, all right, there's no bathroom. Now I'm at 7 mile. I'm like, oh my God.
How bad are you cramping up at this point?
I will give you the best analogy I can give you. When you run, there's a thing called chafing. And that's when either your inside of your legs start rubbing together, or you're wet.
We used to call it chub rub.
Yeah, chub rub. You might get it under your arms from your arms swinging and all that stuff. I had chub rub on my butt, on the inside of my cheeks, because I was pinching my cheeks so tight that the friction could have started a fire.
Right.
I mean, it was. So I get to mile 7. There's another table. I said, when is the next bathroom? Jesus. He said, it's about a half mile. I'm at mile 8 now, and I'm like, oh my God, there's no bathroom. And then, so now it's 8.5. Now, 8 3/4. 5 3/4 miles away from the woman told. It's longer than that. 7.
Right.
I mean, it's 7 miles. 7 miles. Not 1 or 2 or 3. It's freaking 7. And when I sat down, man, I...
Was there a line?
No. Thank God. I got in there. There was one person in there, but they were walking out of the door while I was walking up. So I go in there, man, and it is, thank you, honey bucket. This was a honey bucket on the course. This was brutal. Brutal. Not only that, but I'm sweating. I can't pull my tights off. It's just, it's kind of like trying to take a swimsuit off a kid who just got out of the pool because I had to use a bathroom.
That sucks.
It does. It's just right. I mean, you can't. And then, man, I unloaded. I was like, oh my God, thank God. I look over, they are out of toilet paper.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm not lying. and you might be wondering, well, what did you do then? And so I went from wearing a beanie.
Oh, no.
I'm not taking my sock off. I've still got a long way to run. I can't run.
You worked your ass on your hat.
No, hat's gone.
Yeah.
Oh, the hat is gone. The hat is no longer on.
Right, so you used that for toilet paper.
That's exactly right.
And Like
knit or
like a athletic beanie. Like
it was it was a Washington Husky hat that I got at one of the Apple Cup.
Damn,
you didn't have to say it was a Husky hat. You could have just said it was a knit.
It had the Cougs on there too. It was an Apple Cup hat. It had both teams represented.
You just ate the Apple Cup in general.
Both helmets.
Both helmets.
That bad boy's gone, right?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God. Everything's great. So I get back on the trail, get to mile 9, about a quarter mile down, get to 10, 10 and a half, and all of a sudden, I realize there's a second wave.
Oh, man.
And I've got more in me, all right? So I cross the finish line at the bottom of the hill. There's a small area by a road, and we were going to be picked up by a bus that was then going to shuttle us back to the original parking lot.
Right, right.
Snoqualmie Pass, which is 13 miles away. So we get to the bottom of the hill. I got to go. There's no honey bucket down there. I'm like, all right, whatever. Well, good news. The guy who was supposed to pick us up in that bus, apparently, according to the people there, got so hammered the night before that he overslept and did not show up to pick us up. So they had to emerge. So we're standing there.
Right.
Granted, it's freezing cold. I do not have a hat on anymore. We have to wait.
Hey, man, where's your hat?
Grab your hat,
for another driver. And I'm just sitting there. I mean, and now we're on a rumble bus going back. And I don't know if you've been on a school bus lately, There's no shocks in the back. No. Or if they are, they're just, it's like a spring. It's like you're on a trampoline back there.
Yeah.
You're just boom, boom. I mean, every single bump in the road, every dip, you're just bouncing up and down. And I'm just, it's just stewing me, man. So by the time that we get to the parking lot, thank God that there was a bathroom there. I went in and destroyed that thing. And I swear to God, that was the, I said to myself, I'm not doing this anymore.
That was it.
That was the last. I did six altogether because I still have the medals. That was the last one I've done. I determined at that point in time.
Because of the poop.
Yes. Back to John Rahm. There was nowhere to use the bathroom. If you're just,
I mean, that's a nightmare.
And I get it because it was in the woods.
Right.
This race was in the woods. It's not like you could haul up porta potties and drop them off on a trail.
Sure.
So they couldn't. So you did the best you could. But at the same time, I'm like, I'm never doing this again. No. When could you have really used a porta potty? 206-803.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Free Rock.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
It is an also positive Friday, and coming up, we will drink and toast in the weekend with a shot of the day. Then it is Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
And we fall back in time on a Bad Choice Friday. The clocks go back 1 hour Saturday night on Sunday morning. The good news is we do gain an hour of sleep. The bad news is this time on Monday it'll probably be darker.
Yeah, but the sun will be up in the morning.
That's right.
Look on the bright side, Montgomery.
You're getting up at 6. Just see that.
I tell you, I was going to go back to sleep today. I was like, oh my God, it's 10 after 7.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to go back in time on a Bad Choice Friday this weekend with Cher.
Ted, you're digging this song.
Yeah.
I mean, Ted is mouthing the words.
Did she meet the requirements of Yes, I Would for a 70-year-old?
As I told Mike, when this video came, I don't think I was at the age that I was doing anything, but I love this video.
I mean, look, I appreciated the video.
Yeah.
I don't like the song, but I can watch the video so on mute.
It's got a special spot in my heart.
Okay.
Yeah, actually, yeah, I like Cher. I still would. In a second.
I think her boyfriend's like 30 years old.
Oh, damn. I thought you were going to say he was old,
I don't think she goes.
I don't think
she goes for older men.
I got a shot.
I think you might be out the window. Like you're like Leonardo. It's not in
yeah, I'm just anymore. Too old for her.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
That's really it.
Chair, and if I could turn back time, take it on Huey Lewis in the news on a Bad Choice Friday. Is this from Back to the Future 1 or 2?
This was from 1. I believe he commissioned a couple songs for that movie. This one, I think, was on like the end credits. It wasn't featured in the movie.
Okay, all right. Huey Lewis in the news. Huey and his huge penis. Back in time.
Major.
Taking on Cher. And if I could
the
turn
Dr.
back
Manhattan
time.
Of the rock and roll world.
That's what his legacy is, man.
Oh, really?
People don't even remember
Yeah, dude,
songs.
Apparently he... Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want
Is
Huey.
That just going to be our new reference point?
Well, you don't want Huey talking about
Dr. Dr. Manhattan?
Yeah, like when I talk about seeing Sherm, so just be like, he's got a Dr. Manhattan thing happening.
Yeah, and I don't know exactly what he's saying.
Vote now if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. One of those two tunes coming up right after we drink and tell us with a shot of the day.
I like them both.
Our question, when could you have really used a porta potty? 206-803-ROCK.
An interesting text came in. It says, several years ago, I worked for a porta potty company. I was on I-5 driving back to the shop when there was a huge accident. The freeway was blocked for several hours, and about 15 minutes after sitting there in traffic, there's a knock on my door. And there's this woman with a small child asking if they could use the porta potty that I had tied to the rear bumper. So I got out, untied the unit, set it on the freeway. 25 people later, I serviced it, put it back on the truck, and traffic
started moving. You should have charged $1.
Said, how many people can say they used a porta potty on the freeway? Hey, I've used the bathroom on the freeway, but not in a porta potty.
Mm. Good for him.
Yeah.
Dude, that's a solid move.
Well,
you know, everyone, and here's the thing about that lady with the kid. She was just the one that broke the seal. Because how many other people are sitting there like, man, I could really use that porta potty. And after they see her walk up and this guy puts it down, they're like, I'm next, ma'am.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Hey, look, I was in, my dad used to live in Lexington, Kentucky. And this is really going to date me. But at the time, I'm a young kid. And he was sending me back home. We're at the Greyhound bus station.
All right.
Train Greyhound bus station. So I was like, Dad, I got to use the bathroom. So I go in the bathroom, and the bathrooms, there are no urinals.
Okay.
I have to poop. That's fine. This works out on my behalf. But you needed to put change. You needed to put a dime or a quarter and turn the handle so that it would open up. There was really pay-to-play bathrooms back in the day, and a lot of you know.
I think like train stations, the bus stations, you find it just because of how many like homeless or vagrants or drug addicts go in there at all times of the day and shoot up and all that.
So I came back outside. I said, Dad, I need a quarter or a dime or whatever it is. He says, I don't have any change. He said, just crawl under the damn thing. So yes,
on a bus station bathroom,
in a Greyhound bus station bathroom floor.
Nah, man,
I crawled under the front of the stall.
God.
Used the bathroom, crawled back out, then got on the bus.
How old were you?
8 or 9.
I mean, that's gross, but I can fathom where your dad's coming from.
You didn't have any change.
I don't know, man. Crawl under.
Yeah, that's what it said. Crawl under the stall.
They have those pay ones in Europe, but they're also really nice.
Yeah, that's what
like on the street. I think it costs a couple dollars, but like, they're constantly cleaned in this. Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that's a okay. If you're downtown in Seattle, mm-hmm. there are not a lot of places you can use the bathroom. Ask anybody Correct. Who delivers. Ask
well,
anybody
all of Third Avenue
who drives a truck. I wonder if there is an actual business opportunity for a pay-to-play bathroom. Yeah, just like I'm serious, like a Starbucks. You walk in there, you spend $2 or $3. That place is spotless. It's going to be clean.
I would think downtown, yeah, because if nothing else, man, after every big sporting event or concert. Right, 70,000 people pour out.
Yeah,
an S ton of them, myself included, usually have to go to the bathroom. The bars are going to be packed. Right, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, but if you go like, look, man,
right.
Two blocks up, there's a pay to play bathroom. Yeah. I mean,
women, it's always $2, $3 because no matter what, they're going to use toilet paper.
Right. Yeah, but, for sure.
Well, the guy, you know, you have a couple options there. You get the stand or the sit payment.
But I do it like this: like if your ass touches that toilet seat, and now I know you're pooping,
mm-hmm.
the charge goes up.
So,
you spend $1 to get in.
Hey, you
sit down on that toilet seat, and I go,
you can't,
about to use toilet paper, and it just ticks up. Otherwise, it locks you in.
You can't do that because it's got a code on the door, you see. I've got this business all figured out.
No, but it would lock
you
in.
I give you the code when you give me the Duke money. Now, if you just give me urinal money, I don't give you the code. So you can't get into that stall.
So wait a minute. But say I just have to pee. I got to pay you poop money. Even though I just need to pee.
Meanwhile, No. You pay. It's a different fee for guys. So if you go to the urinal, it's $1. All right?
So these are separate doors then?
Oh, yeah.
You have
a urinal, and then you got one that's...
You know what would happen. People would save money and start pooping in your urinal. Mm-hmm. I'm giving up 50 cents. I'm pooping in the urinal.
Our question, when could you have really used a porta potty? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Daniel. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola and happy Friday, gentlemen.
Hola.
So we need to go back in time to 2014.
Oh, hang on. I don't mind.
Hold on, Daniel. It's better promise me I'll be back in time. I'm almost there.
I'm at 2019. Give me a second. What was I doing? All right, 2017.
Okay, I'm there. I'm in 2014. I'm there with you, Daniel.
Okay, so, and I'm a long-haul truck driver. just getting started for my day. I do my pre-trip. I pop back inside the truck stop. I do my business, brush my teeth. Yeah, I get all nice and pretty looking because I'm an hour and a half away from my delivery spot. So I head out feeling good about myself. A half hour goes by, and then my stomach just does the gurgle noises, and I'm just like, oh, no. I'm on a tight schedule, and I have no room for wiggles. So I got to figure something out.
You don't even have time to poop.
No, I mean, like, I've got about a 10-minute window. That's how,
okay,
that's how
I got
my schedule was.
Okay.
So, anywho, so I find an off-ramp, and there are a few trees around, but it is by a very, very busy highway, and I am weighing my options. And then all of a sudden, out of the corner of my eye, I see that metal thing that you guys would use in, like, crock pots and stuff like that. Well, there's a trucker version of it, very small. I used to use it for, like, meals and stuff like that. I never cooked in it. So I had some trash bags, and I decided, well, I got a sleeper cab. Just got to pull the curtains. I'm going to do my duty. Never going to use this thing to eat out of again, but it's my new toilet.
And you used it. Did you keep it as a toilet after that?
I washed the ever-living crud out of it, and I buried it under things, but yeah. I'd used it numerous times after that.
Hey, Daniel, seriously, there's a bagging feature in a crock pot that really is beneficial as far as cleaning up when you're done anyway, if you're actually cooking something in it. So it's basically a perfect liner that you can just tie up and throw that thing away, man.
The crock pot liner, yeah, you can definitely poop in.
You can buy those.
But would you still want to wash that crock pot? Right?
You would, but at the same point.
No, I'm just saying, like, would you guys be cool if I said, hey, man, there's chili in the crock pot, just you know. I did poop in it, but no. It was in the liner.
No.
I pooped in the liner, just pulled it.
I mean, look, I think it's like we were talking months ago about the puke bowl.
Puke bowl.
Like when you were growing up, like, you know, kids get sick. There's like, I don't know, Mike would agree with me. There's like, you have like one bowl that you would sit by your bed to puke in.
Okay, I got you.
But like once that becomes the puke bowl, like I don't think we ever used it for food again.
Nope.
We had a bucket. If it were like that, like so when I was a kid and the parents, they didn't want you to wake them up eight times over the middle of the night, so they just put a bucket next to the bed. But I know damn well that bucket got used to wash the car. Mm-hmm. Back then, people still
mopped. That's fine. Yeah.
You know, and I'm just like, yeah.
Also, putting the bowl next to the bed was just sometimes, like, I mean, I was guilty of it as a kid. Like, you just wake up and start puking.
Yeah.
They don't make it to the bathroom.
That's why my kids no longer have a wicker basket in their bathroom.
Who puked in?
Kate.
Really?
Well, she was sick, and I ran into the bathroom, and that was the one thing I could grab, and I just kind of was... She threw up as soon as I got over there, and I mean, it was like a sieve.
Right.
I mean, basically like a strainer.
All the chunks stayed
inside. All the water ran all over the carpet.
I mean, I've had to do it in my own bathroom once because I was having the ultimate dilemma.
Really? To grab a trash can?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, don't use Waker. That's all I'm saying.
When could you have really used the porta potty? 206-803-ROCK.
This is probably not going to go over well with everybody because it's plastic. But also, like, man, just go to Target. That's like you can get a trash can for your bathroom for like $5.
Yeah, you really can. And just keep it close, handy.
Hey, it's all plastic now.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
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 All right. We'll go back a couple years to where it was like 2021, 22, something like that. Me and my best friend, we're a couple miles down in the deep woods fishing the river, and we had stopped off at the gas station to get some quick food, and them gas station burritos, they just run right through me. So not even 20 minutes in, we walked the 2 miles, 3 miles to get down there, and my stomach just hit me, and it just wasn't one time, it was multiple times, and I wish there was a porta time, because I don't know how many times I had to go relieve myself over in a pile of rocks. And then I felt bad because not even 5 minutes later, family came down right by the rocks that did my duty.
Oh, man. So the water was too cold to get in?
Well, I did, you know, wash myself, but I wasn't wanting to fully submerge.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I understand that.
I've done that before. I've sat up and used the bathroom in a river.
Did you do...
Or stream.
Did you do your multiple dukes in the same spot on the rocks?
Yeah.
So it was just a volume of crap that this family gets to look at.
Yeah.
Okay. You know they didn't think that all came from one person. Like, there's no way one person did all this.
Did you guys see the load that was on the sidewalk across the street this week?
This week, no.
No. Right beside the, it was partially on the sidewalk and partially on the road.
Come
by the way,
man.
The hotel, this place is probably, I'm guessing, around $400 a night.
Easily.
Oh, across the street?
Yeah, I'm assuming it's high dollar, but yeah. Either way, I mean, you should have seen the load that someone laid
down. Was it right there?
It looked like they sat on the curb. Like, you know, it kind of curves in a little bit, yeah. Like parking. It looked like they sat right on the curb with their ass hanging over and just dropped it right on.
Half street, half sidewalk. Street.
Correct, yes.
I don't understand how they're always so solid for them.
Yeah, because it's like, look, this could not have been an emergency. There are sometimes you look and you go, okay, that's an emergency.
It looked like a Great Dane win.
Right.
I mean, but I'm also just saying, I don't know, all I ever see, like the couple that lives underneath the bridge, like,
yeah.
I never see them eating anything but, like, chips, doing drugs. I'm just like, how are you having solid BMs?
Well, should just ask him one day. You know, let me ask you something, man.
I can tell you this, man. If you ever thought to yourself, well, maybe they're going to go buy drugs for the money you're giving them, when they really do ask, maybe they are buying food, because I'm telling you what, that was absolutely one of the most impressive.
Or maybe it's just they just don't go that often.
That could be it, man.
I don't know. There's nowhere to go downtown. I mean, there really is not a place for anybody to go. If you're in that type of situation.
Even in this building. Like, I mean, we have them.
There's no public bathroom in this building.
There kind of is, but you have to go to security and ask them where it is. And then I believe you have to get a code. And then if you really have to go, the bad news is it's about as far away from the security desk as you can be in this building. Because it's down by the Starbucks. The bathroom security is on the opposite side of the building. So when and I've heard countless people. Keep in mind, security makes a judgment call, right? So if you're dressed to the nines, you look like, you know, a typical downtown worker. I hear, the bathroom's down here. Here's the code that you need. See, another guy sauntering, hey, man, you got a bathroom? Just like, no. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, bro, you clean up your act. You can find a bathroom.
When could you have really used a porta potty? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Will. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So back in 2001, I think I was still in college, my father-in-law and I used to go over to Eastern Washington to go bird hunting for geese and pheasants and stuffing ducks. And we had a camper, and we were coming back home from hunting trip. Stuck on I-90 at Easton. I think there was accidents due to idiots not chaining up.
Mm-hmm.
There was a big snowstorm. So I had to use the bathroom. So I get out of the truck, going back to the camper, put the steps down, go in and use the bathroom, wash my hands. And I grab a couple bottles of Coke and a bag of jerky and a bag of chips. And I go back in the truck cab. My father's like, man, you should have seen the look on people's faces around you. He goes, if you would have brought back a hot plate of food, we probably would have had vultures on us.
What were they able to see you?
Oh yeah, everybody can see me because we're stuck on I-90. We're in the fast lane, but we're at a dead stop. We're not moving. So everybody's vehicle's in park because we're waiting for the Washington State Patrol and wreckers to clear out the all the idiots for not chaining up.
Wow.
All the spin outs.
Okay.
But yeah, well, that was awesome.
At least you were able to use the bathroom.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm a firm believer. Have an RV. Have a motorhome, have a camper, have a trailer. I don't care what it is, but man, when you're on a road trip and you got that porta potty with you, it's nice to have.
You know, they make them for like the decks of boats, like they're just real small ones. I mean, I guess if you got room to put it in your trunk or something like that, that would be a handy thing to have. But.
Well, the rule I always heard, it's like, look, man, just because there's a toilet in this vehicle, other than a plane, please don't poop in it. And
that's the bus rule.
Even on a Greyhound, which,
yeah,
long ass trip, 21 hours going from Baltimore to New Orleans, man. And, I went into the bathroom. A couple other people went to the bathroom. One guy goes into the bathroom. I don't give it any thought. And he walks out of the bathroom, still not giving it thought. I'm sitting about in the middle of the bus. Well, the guy's sitting in the back of the bus when the door opened. We thought there was going to be a fist fight. Because they don't know this guy, but it's like, you mother effer, did you take an S in the... Seriously. Guy's like... Yeah, and they're like, no, bro, you can't go back there, man. All these people on the bus, and as they're debating, and I mean, it's getting heated, right? And the stink started hitting everyone as it's kind of like rolling forward.
Yeah.
I was actually mad at this guy for taking a dive. First, I'm like, man, leave the guy alone. He got to go. And then when the stink hit me, I'm like, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Seriously.
When could you have really used a porta potty? 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.